beats, knowledge, and flavors. The Hip Hop Chronicles, that mix show designed to keep hip hop alive and keep you informed. I'm Mike Nice, aka DJ Nice and Nasty, holding you down on the Indie Artist Spotlight Night. In the studio with me right now is the mighty Third Eye. Welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah. What's
Thank
up,
you.
Y'all?
Peace. Thanks Peace. For having us.
Right, not a problem. Thanks for coming through and kicking it with me on this this good Thanksgiving before we eat.
Yeah.
All right. So, talk to me about the group. Now, y'all been together since birth, I heard.
Yes.
No wounds.
Something like that. That's where it all started off.
Okay.
For those who don't know, we are twins. My name is Divine. It's my sister, Love.
L-O-V-E-T-R-U-T-H.
Divine Love.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. So, I mean, the connection is just natural, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get to rock out and make music with my sister, man. It's nothing better than that.
Yeah, yeah, it's real. It's a lot of fun. So we got together on the music piece probably about 4 years ago.
Okay.
My brother was already doing, I guess, making beats and whatnot. And, you know, he had already had a crew that he was with that was doing, you know, art, rap and stuff. So I was late to the game. I've always been an artist, a visual artist. Always wrote poetry. Always.
I didn't know that about you, love.
Yeah, yeah. I did all that stuff, but you know, I was real sensitive, you know, about my stuff, and I really didn't share it much. And then probably what? I don't know what year it was, but I was like, man, I'm about to rap. First rap sound terrible, garbage. My cousin, shout out to TJ, he had been an artist for a minute here in Baltimore. He go by the stage name Navy. Okay. And you know, when I had made the decision that that's what I wanted to do, he was the first person, one of the first people I went to, besides my brother, and was like, hey man, what you think of this? And I sent him like a voice memo, and it was garbage.
Like you rhymed on the voice memo?
Yeah, and I sent it to him.
Freestyle, or you wrote it down?
Nah, I'm a writer, so I wrote everything down. And you know, I'm all proud of myself, like, yeah, this is it. And I sent it to him, and he was like, nah, babe. No, no. It was like, that's not it. So he kind of coached me, you know, on what to do and, you know, how to come across with more energy and passion and whatnot. So those were the beginning stages. And then we did our first project, Let Him See. Mm-hmm. What was that, 13 or 14?
It was like 2014, 14. Yeah, like 14. Right when I moved to Baltimore.
For real, that was your first time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I had been hearing about y'all for a while from O. Mm-hmm. And he was just telling me, Tosh, because Swill was way before 13, 14.
2014, right?
Yep, that's 2014. That's when you moved here.
Yeah, I think when you moved to Baltimore, I think that was when.
Yep, so we dropped.
Time to fly.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been going really fast.
Wow.
Oh, we coming up on 5 then.
Yeah, yeah, 5-year anniversary.
Yeah, we're coming up.
Wow, it's amazing. Well, yeah. We're going to talk about the project, the new project that's about to be released very soon. I'm not even going to say when. I'm going to let y'all announce that date and time and how people get that. But some of your inspirations. I know you grew up, like you said, that's when you came to Baltimore. Where'd you grow up at?
We originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Ill Mill, Milltown.
Is that what they call it, the Ill Mill?
Ill
Mill. Yeah, we got a track on the Stay Woke album called Ill Mill. It's the first track on there.
Dope.
So we kind of just, you know, introducing people to, you know, where we from.
Yeah.
Dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's where we from, Milwaukee, you know. Cream City.
Right, right.
Cream always rise to the top.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's where a lot of our inspirations arise from. You know, we just talk about our experiences, what life was like for us, our perspective, how we see things, you know, our relationships, our fears, our desires, our wants. You know, we just put all of that into the music.
Mm-hmm. So you're real close to Midwest, well, Chi-Town.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, that's Midwest.
North of Chicago.
Yeah,
yep. About
Michigan
2 hours
over there, north. Ohio, all of that.
In between New York and in between Cali. Talk to me about some of your influences in the rap game.
So coming up, I mean, I grew up on Wu-Tang, you know
Wu-Tang.
What I'm saying?
Wu-Tang.
Yeah, yeah.
Tang, I was, it's on the brain.
You know, when I got put on the hip-hop, like, I was heavy, heavy East Coast, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Nas, Wu-Tang, AZ.
That's East Coast all day, baby.
Yeah, yeah. The Roots. Jay-Z, Blackstar. Of course. Yeah, Black Star.
Brooklyn.
But, you know, coming from the Midwest, we had Twista, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Do or Die, Bone Thugs.
I used to listen to DaBrat.
DaBrat.
Really? But I heard she's from Chi. She's just living in ATL.
It's like right down the street.
Okay.
It's like going to D.C.
Dope.
You know what I'm saying? So our musical influences are from a wide spectrum of artists. You know what I'm saying? Mm. West Coast, Snoop Dogg, Dre, all of that.
And that's different from us because, like, people on the East Coast, they mainly stay focused on the East Coast.
Right.
People on the West stay focused on the West.
Mm-hmm.
People in...
The South stay
focused on the South, and the South is big now.
Right,
You could be from a Petey Pablo from North Carolina to a Jermaine Dupri in the ATL to a, even out Texas.
Texas.
You could be from Texas, and they'd be like, "We down South."
Uh-huh.
But up there, y'all had a lot of influences. It seemed like y'all took everybody in.
That's what it is.
Pac.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Pac was from everywhere.
Forget Pac.
Can I tell you, I was never really a big Pac fan.
I'm a huge Pac fan.
I play some Pac joints. I play the popular ones and a couple joints I like Black Panther, people don't really know about, but stuff like that, about Panther Power is called.
Yeah.
But certain things I like, but I wasn't really a Pac fan.
For real?
Yeah, he did it. See, I think his, I looked at him as a New York rapper.
Okay.
But then a New York rapper that moved to Atlanta. Mm. Then when he went out to LA and started rapping over there, I was like, you're a sellout.
He was doing some LeBron James
stuff. Man. He was switching teams. Mid-season, though. I was like, then he on stage doing a Humpty Dance. I'm like, which one? But I loved his acting. His acting, I was a fan of.
Yeah. He was multifaceted, for real.
Yeah, he was definitely a talented brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Missy, too. Missy Elliott.
Mm, she's dope from Virginia.
Outkast, too. How can I forget Outkast?
Yeah, Outkast. Yeah. Most definitely.
See, I was watching the game, and it sounds like mostly 90s.
Yeah. Okay. 90s hip hop is like golden for me.
So have you long live the 90s hip hop.
Word of
fist to the people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Dope. So I'm looking to get some of that lyrical style, that lyrical acrobatics inside of your rhymes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, we respect the art, we respect the craft, so we want to hold it in high regard in our music, you know,
because
that's the artists that we love, that's what they do.
Dope. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm gonna check out one of these songs that y'all sent in today.
Okay.
And we're gonna rock out. I'm gonna let you pick the song. Which joint? And then we're gonna talk about you got two young people in the studio with you, so I'm gonna bring them to the mic. And
we're
gonna rap with them. What's your favorite joint right here, right now that I should be playing for the people?
Gotta play that commas,
right? Yeah, let's go right into it. Let's go to commas.
All right, talk it up. Like, tell me about commas.
Man,
what we about to hear?
This commas is like for all you Obamaites out there that think he was the black savior. Man, we was losing with Obama. But anyway,
he's from the shy.
I'm not gonna front. I voted for Obama the first term.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I was about to say a bad word. I was excited, you know, about a black person in office.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, once the dust settled, it's the same.
Like,
Baltimore looked the same under all the presidents.
Yeah, how about that?
So. It's like, man, I was done with that. But anyway, the song is about, of course, you know, getting your money, but like investing, you know what I'm saying? So starting a business, getting some real estate, you know, just being focused, but also like shining light on some of the things that, you know, as African Americans, like we still got work to do, you know, and a lot of it, you know, you'll hear, you know, in the song. We'll talk about some of the issues that are affecting people of color. So, but it bang though. So.
It bang. We gonna bang it.
Yeah.
So that's what we got to do.
The mighty Third Eye's in the building.
Know that.
Yeah.
The song is commas. I'm Mike Nice. This is the Chronicles. Check it out.
Don't listen to these rappers. They ain't really paid.
Nope.
Talking about money they ain't never made. You ain't a hustler, just a sucker who done got played. Part ways in my darkest days, never seen shade. Voices in my head saying, speak your mind. All you gotta do is just tell the truth. Powerful power, you police hate my pigmentation. A realist of every situation. I might not see tomorrow, that's the real estate.
Straight up.
The ones you think the realest be giving them statements. Witnessed it all, the realest be faking.
I know.
The few that I can trust, I keep them adjacent. Went from sleeping in my grandma's basement
looking, granny, good
to blazing mics, avoiding temptation.
Uh-huh.
Switched up my diet, now a new vegan.
Know that, know that.
Give me them commas and we all eating.
You just want a picture with Obama. I just want the house back for my mama. Forget a student loan debt, it's a monster. Then we gon' fill our bank up with them commas. We gon' fill our bank up with them commas. We gon' fill our bank up with them commas. We gon' fill our bank up with them commas. We gon' fill our bank up with them commas. Told you too many times, man, I ain't got it. Navi and Sally may stay pocket watching. Switched up the name, but you know I stay dodging. Do for self is the move, we steady mobbing. A n- went to sleep with a black president. A n- went to sleep, invite me to your residence. White house to stay afloat, my house a fucking sinking boat. Know how that saying go, can't swim black folks. For clothes, now we in close quarters sharing clothes. Engrossed, I write my way up out this hellhole. Lord knows, I open fire on them bitches. Plotting on this web-based business. Now what's the business? I'm talking traffic, volume, need that percentage. Get to clicking on them ads, generate the millions. I'm taking what I want, so it's your feelings. Word is bomb, really trying to buy a politician. You just want a picture with Obama. I just want the house back for my mama. Forget the student loan debt, it's a monster. Then we gon' fill our bank up with them commas. We gon' fill our bank up with them commas. We gon' fill our bank up with them commas. We gon' fill our bank up with them commas. We gon' fill our bank up with them commas.
Let it hold something. You know I'm good for it, promise I'ma pay you back. I know you got it, pocket watching, counting stacks. Trying to borrow on a regular. I look like Nick, Bank of America. Land of the free, home of the brave. Can't live for free, everything got a price, gotta pay. Being broke, speak them words forever in a day. If money make the world go round, let's get paid.
Brother, that is so cliche,
cliche.
Told you I'm a vanity slave. And I'm about to break the bank. These chips, filthy rich, you think I ain't? My scheme of my grand and 10 franklins. No handout, the f*** is y'all thinking? Boondocks, you gon' pay what you owe. I'm Riley Freeman, Huey Freeman combo.
You just want a picture with Obama. I just want the house back for my mama. Forget the student loan debt, it's a monster. Then we gon' fill our bank up with them commas. We gon' fill our bank up with them commas. We gon' fill our bank up with them commas. We gon' fill our bank up with them commas. We gon' fill our bank up with them commas.
Beach knowledge and that good flavor is the Hip Hop Chronicles. I'm Mike Nice. That was Commas, The Mighty Third Eye, and The Building. Song is dope. Talk to me. Well, introduce yourselves again. Like, I'm Love.
I'm Divine.
Divine.
Yeah, yeah. This is L-O-V-E with The Mighty Third Eye.
Thanks for hanging out with me, y'all.
For sure. Anytime.
All right. Y'all got some students in the building with you.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Come slide on
slide
up
on up to the mic.
Because we love the young people.
And you actually do a lot of work with the youth. So
absolutely.
We're going to talk about that in a second as well.
Come on, y'all. We practice this. Come on. You know, ladies first. Takaya, come on now.
Yeah, it's like really rolling, man. Let's go.
My name is Takaya Young.
What's up, Takaya?
I'm an alumni of Carverville Tech High School.
There you go.
I now attend UMES, and I major in business.
Congratulations.
Administration.
Yeah.
And I enjoy dancing, and when I graduate, I want to open up my own hair salon.
Dope. That's what I'm talking about. Dope. How them grades out there? How you doing out there? You don't be turning up?
Yes, I do.
Be going to Rain? Going to Rain Nightclub?
Nightclub. I'm not old enough for that yet.
Okay. Dope. All right. Talk to me, young man.
Yeah. My name is Joshua Camper. I go to Coppin Academy.
Dope. Now, for those that don't know, I don't mean to interrupt because I know you got a spiel, but Coppin Academy is the high school associated with Coppin State University, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that, so I figured I'd tell the people. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I like to cook, so I wanted to open up my own restaurant when I get older.
Dope, man.
Yeah.
Keep pushing, man. Congratulations. You got more?
I got more.
How about your boy?
Oh, yeah. I'm a social media manager for Third Eye.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
She's looking at me. Love looking at me like, yeah, you need to hire this. You need to get this boy to be your intern.
How we going?
Yeah. I like the way that go down. You any good, though?
Huh?
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm cool.
You got like graphic design skills?
Oh no.
You got to work on that.
Not all that. Just social media.
You probably got a lot of followers.
With my personal page, so I got a bit. But
a bit? What's a bit?
1.7K.
Golly, I don't know how y'all do it.
Wait,
I can't.
He in the thousands. So he only been on the job for a couple of days. He got us set up with the business as a musician band on Instagram now. We got the contact buttons. He showed me how to do the promotion. We got the promotion going. So
that's amazing, man.
They get results.
The youngsters come in here. The young people come in here and they make it happen, man. I think like my Twitter, I've been trying to get a Twitter for. I think I got like 100.
Oh my God.
And two people or something like that.
Oh, that's terrible.
I need your help.
Yeah. You know, you could just link that. You can just link it. It's a button in IG. You just tap the button and everything you post on IG go right to Twitter.
Really?
Yep. We work smarter, not harder.
Man.
Yeah.
My girl Love in the building.
Yeah.
Hey, if
you're
just tuning in, I'm in the studio with the Mighty. The Almighty, is it the Mighty Third Eye?
The Mighty Third Eye.
This is a special Thanksgiving edition of the Independent Artist Spotlight. We spotlighting them tonight. We hanging out with you. We just talking. Because, you know, getting ready for Thanksgiving and all that good stuff, right?
That's right.
Stay hydrated, y'all. Drink a lot of water.
True indeed.
Drink a lot of water.
Even if you're going to be drinking.
Yeah.
Drink a lot of water.
And drink a cup of water before you eat. Because sometimes when you just jump right into eating, you can overeat. So drink a cup of water, let that sit 15, 30 minutes, then eat.
Oh, because you on that bull fit right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
She getting right.
Wait till y'all see these abs.
For real, though?
Yeah.
So, like,
I never
heard that before about the drink water before you eat. Is that what it's for? To fill you up so you don't eat as much? Or?
Yeah. You're supposed to do that. Yep, it's going to help your food digest even better, too, especially if you're about to eat a lot of carbs. Yeah, put some lemon in it, too. Make it alkaline.
That's dope.
And a little mint, too, a little mint.
Mm-hmm. And with that, make it taste good.
Yeah. Mm.
If
definitely.
You really want to get fancy, add some cucumber, too.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. That's like the natural detox right there. Lemon, cucumber, and mint mixed together in your water. Detox.
I didn't know that. Yep. I've been on this thing where I've been drinking apple vinegar cider with water.
Yeah, you can do that too.
Okay.
It got this good taste to it.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just hooked on the taste. Like, yeah. Yeah, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
Hope that's helping me. I don't know. It just tastes good.
It's doing something.
Yeah,
it's something. That's for certain.
Yeah, all right, dope. All right, so we talking Thanksgiving food. We talking health. And we talking music. Y'all got a special situation happening today.
Yeah, man. So,
it's popping.
You know, we're going to be premiering the video for Commas, which is really exciting for
That's
us.
Dope. We had a world premiere just now, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
We were first to rock that song.
Yeah. So, Commas, you know, the video is dropping today. We're very excited. We shot the video right here in Baltimore, kind of like around Mark Train Station.
Okay. Amtrak or?
Yeah, I guess they call it like the Arts District now or what? Station North.
Station North,
you know,
Arts, yeah, yeah, Snack.
So we shot around there. And shout out to 410 Go-Getter. He shot the video. He's very efficient and
that's
professional.
His IG handle.
Yeah, that's his IG. Make sure, you know, if you're looking for some great videography, you know, hit him up. He put together a really nice piece for us. Shout out to TJ at MVM Services. That's our cousin. Okay. He was actually present when we shot the video. And, you know, he provided us with the right energy to, you know, come through and bring you a nice visual.
Dope.
And my brother was doing some wild stuff in the video.
Was you?
You know, have you ever seen the DMX video where he'd be like up on top of the building? Yeah.
It's got some of that flavor in it.
Yeah,
I'm on top of this building on the rooftop. You know,
okay.
Got a couple shots up there.
I mean, so you're doing it safely, right?
Yeah. It was a ladder on the side of the building. You know what I mean?
And so you just climbed up the ladder. Just do this anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that alone. We're going to see the video.
He was climbing on a lot of stuff in the video. Climbing on the car, everything.
Yeah, jumping off the cars and all of that.
Like,
yeah.
He's live, man.
You had a good time with it?
Yeah. I don't think all of that stuff didn't make the video, though, but it is a couple shots where you're going to see me on that rooftop, though.
That's dope.
Yeah.
All right. So, first of all, what we need to do is give people your social media handles.
Oh, yeah. So you can everywhere at the Mighty Third Eye. Everything spelled as if you would find it in a dictionary.
All right.
The Mighty Third Eye. That's the website. That's the social media. That's
the email.
The email at the Mighty Third Eye.
At Gmail.
That's on all the platforms with the music, Google Play, iTunes, Tidal, you know, all that, SoundCloud, you name it.
Okay,
Mighty Third Eye.
All right, so when are you going to make the announcement of the release of the video?
Yeah, so we going to do that on the IG page. So we doing everything, you know, via IG. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just, you know, check in, you know. I know y'all be picking up y'all phone every couple seconds anyway. Mm-hmm. So just go right ahead. Go to the page now. If you're not already following, go ahead and follow. And then, you know, just pick up. Matter of fact, what you could do is you could make a post on how you filling your bank up with commas. Use the hashtag bankupcommas. Tag us in it. We'll repost it. So y'all make sure y'all checking for the video. We're going to drop. And everybody's going to be happy because they're going to have a nice plate in front of them. They're going to have a nice drink. They're going to be surrounded by people they love, people they like maybe. I don't know. It'd be the few family members you don't really rock with.
Right. You're like, I don't really like him, but whatever.
But family. You're going to eat anyway. Mm-hmm. You're going to show up and eat anyway. Right, and right. You're going to make a plate.
To go.
For sure.
So, yeah, man, we just, you know, want to enjoy this moment with everybody while they're with their family and friends. And, you know, commas is coming. The Mighty Third Eye.
All right. I got another joint off this album I want to play. Well, that you sent me I want to play. What's next?
You pick, man. You the road manager.
Let's go on to Good Vibrations.
Good Vibrations.
Yeah,
talk to me about that. What's the inspiration behind that song?
That's a feel-good record. That's on our EP called Stay Woke. You can definitely get that on our website, themightythirdeye.com, but it's everywhere, wherever you get music at, iTunes, Spotify, everywhere. But that song is just, you know, it's a feel-good record, you know what I'm saying?
It's like summertime.
Yeah.
It's like Will Smith's summertime.
Our version, the Mighty Third Eye version. You know, it's just about, you know, feeling good and expressing that, those good vibrations in the record. You know what I mean? Happiness.
All right, that's what it is. That's what it does.
Yeah.
The Mighty Third Eye's in the building.
For sure.
Yeah.
We're about to check out Good Vibrations out the Chronicles. I'm Mike Nice. Don't move.
I had her like...
Just seeing the sights, connection made across the room. How do I proceed? Do I make my move? 5'11 brown skin, Senate right, real groom. Radiate the place with style and grace. How can she resist the fly young dude? Temperature rising, situation critical. Known to steal a few, heart smooth criminal. Never intentions, just the way it goes. I treat her like a queen and everybody knows she vibrating. She vibrating. The chemistry is something that never been calculated. These types of behavior have never been demonstrated. You are appreciated. Observe from afar. Open up your car door, baby, you a star. Elevate who you are. Mental massage. You the moon, I'm the sun. Move together as one. No turning back. Things will never be the same. Cause I make a heartbeat like Eddie Kane.
Hey, sit back, relax. Cause in fact I got that good vibration. Sit back, relax, cause in fact I got that good vibration. Sit back, relax, cause in fact I got that good vibration. Sit back, relax, cause in fact.
Peace when I answer my phone. Peace when I'm leaving my home. Peace, I'm trying to wise my dome.
peace. I'm trying to build me a throne. That's why I like building with you. You share the good news. You got a strong spirit, ambitious kind of dude. I gotta give thanks, show gratitude. You never being petty. We be making moves. We radiate so much wealth and abundance. Then our physical reality reflects what we wanted. We create. Condemnation ain't among us. Negativity will always cause our energy to plummet. 100. No weak signals. It's a conference. Plant-based eating raw foods. That's scrumptious. This high infinite power healing our people. Got this platform. Some realness. I'ma feed you.
Sit back, relax, cause in fact I got that good vibration. Sit back, relax, cause in fact I got that good vibration. Sit back, relax, cause in fact I got that good vibration. Sit back, relax, cause in fact. Cause in fact,
hey, hey,
sit back, relax. Cause in fact,
hey, hey,
sit back, relax. Cause in fact,
I got the good vibration.
Hey, hey, sit back, relax.
Beats, knowledge, and flavors. The Hip Hop Chronicles. I'm Mike Nice, aka DJ Nice and Nasty, holding you down in the nighttime. It's a special Thanksgiving edition of the Independent Artist Spotlight. Tonight, we're spotlighting the mighty Third Eye there in the building. What up, fam?
Oh,
what
yeah. We in here.
All right, song you just heard was Good Vibrations off of Stay Woke, the EP.
That's right. That's right. TheMightyThirdEye.com. You can go get that.
There you go. Go grab that.
That's a good vibration.
Now, y'all do a lot of work with the younger generation. Let's talk about that real quick. Talk to me about your projects.
Well, I think, you know, we're our influence to kind of give back to young people, kind of started with Wu-Tang.
Mm-hmm. How'd that?
You know, because...
Wu-Tang for the children.
Wu-Tang for the children.
ODB on stage? ODB had a lot of children.
Wu-Tang forever.
And yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, just like where we come from, like, you know, our upbringing is very similar to most, you know, young people in urban cities. You know, we didn't grow up well off. You know, we had, you know, some challenges, you know, with poverty and single mother and, you know, everything you could think of. And some people, when we were children, they stepped in to, you know, impart knowledge to us, make sure we didn't go off on the wrong path. And that's why we are the people we are today. So just being blessed and grateful for that, you know, it's only right that we bring it full circle and give it back. So I have an organization called Eye for Change, Engaging Youth Entrepreneurs for Change. And this is where we work with students 5th grade through 12th grade in Baltimore, teach them how to start a business. So you'll see I got the shirt on. We always rep an entrepreneur because, you know, it's a movement, it's a lifestyle. And we really want to increase accessibility of entrepreneurship education to students. I'm sure many of the audience members know that entrepreneurship education and financial education is not required in the public schools. So it's important that we get this information in front of our children because a lot of them don't even know what they can be. They got so much potential, but you never know what you can be till you see it in front of you sometimes, or till you get that exposure to it. So we want to make sure students have access to entrepreneurship education and financial education as well. So every year we do a youth entrepreneurship conference, actually right here on the campus of my alma mater, Morgan State University. Go Bears.
Go Bears. And I'm familiar with the programs you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we got the conference coming up on May 9th. We also do in-school and after-school programming and summer camps. So, you know, it's just really, it's really about, you know, the young people. It might sound cliche, but they are the future. They the present and the future. So, you know, we got to invest in them. So the best I could do right now is invest my time while I'm building up my wealth.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? So
we are working on a lot of different endeavors. You got your hands in everything.
Yeah, so that's what it's
about.
You
and your husband and your daughter like those earrings. Where'd you get them?
Thank you. Actually, this woman on IG, her name is Sunny Wallflower.
Mm-hmm.
She does handmade earrings. So
and you always support that. That was my point. You always support.
Yep.
The entrepreneurs, which is a dope thing.
Absolutely. So yeah, we for the children. I don't like saying kids. I might slip up and say kids, but we for the children, for the youth.
I like to say youth.
So
I feel you. I appreciate you. I appreciate the work y'all do.
Thank you.
I appreciate that good music.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, the good vibrations.
We be jamming. Sir.
Hey, if you're just tuning in right now in the studio with the Mighty Third Eye.
Yep.
And if you want to follow them.
Which you should.
Brother and sister twins. Twin tag team, and you're doing good around the community, putting out great music, positive vibes.
Yeah.
If you want to follow them, you should do so at
The Mighty Third Eye.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
Easy.
And you got a website, right?
Yeah. TheMightyThirdEye.com.
And you got an email address, right?
TheMightyThirdEye@gmail.com. Yeah. We consistent with this, the Mighty Third Eye.
I see it. And y'all say it together. That's real twin action. Like Wonder Twins in here. I love it, man. Way to make it work.
By 7 minutes. She older than me by 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
Big sister.
Yeah.
You ain't want to come out.
I was in there chilling.
You was shut. He must have been playing like PS4 or something. He was like, I ain't coming out right now. I'm chilling.
It's not my time yet. It's not my time yet.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's dope, though, man. I appreciate the two of you coming through.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, not a problem. And I hope you have given some inspiration to the other independent artists so that they can see the good that you're doing in the community, provide that good music, stay true to their hip hop, their style, their influences. Stay true to who they want to be. Stay true to themselves.
Absolutely. Right.
So I appreciate that. Hey, young people, watch y'all step to the mic, because I know you probably told your friends to check you out. They're listening, and if not, you're gonna make some new friends today. So give out your social medias.
Shout out your people.
My personal IG is at Huncho 2 Raw.
Huncho 2 Raw.
Yes, sir.
Huncho 2 Raw. All right. At Gmail,
no, I didn't hear what you said. Instagram.
On the gram. All right, and
my Instagram and Facebook is TakaiaH.
All right, dope. So I look forward to seeing your beauty shop and your eating at your restaurant one day.
Uh-huh.
Make sure you believe in yourself and make your dreams pop. All right.
Yeah,
all right, y'all got any shout outs you want to do before we leave? Anybody, everybody. I was talking to Third Eye, but anybody can.
Who we shouting out?
Many, many thanks to 410 Go Getter. Many thanks to MVM Services on Instagram. Many thanks to OK Hip Hop for producing the track. This is all in dedication to our dear mother.
Shout out to my mama.
Ruth Cross Williams. She passed away in August, so. This for you, mama.
Song is dedicated to her. The video dedicated to her. And we love you. Rest in paradise.
For
we'll
sure.
See you again.
For sure.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it. I love it. Don't forget the video dropping today.
Yes.
And you can find out more information about that. I love pushing these social medias. Where at?
At the Mighty Third Eye on Instagram. All right.
Video dropping tomorrow.
No, today, man. Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want the twin powers activate.
Y'all got
any shout outs?
We dropping. Any shout outs? You don't want to shout out Pop and the Cabin?
Shout out Pops. You the realest.
Okay.
Shout out to my mother and my twin sister, Tiki.
We got the twin action in here.
Oh, man.
Vibrations.
All right, good stuff, people. Thanks for coming through.
All right.
Whatever y'all need, just hit me up, send me music, and I play it, all right?
For sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
again.
It.
All right, happy holidays to y'all.
Peace. Happy holidays, y'all. Peace. Right.
It's the Chronicles. I'm Mike Nice. More music on the way. Don't move.